NewYorkDimes.com.
Good day. It's a good day. A lot of good news, actually, today. But I'm thinking I'll put it on hold because I want to crank a little.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh, no. It's fun.
Come on.
When I crank just a little bit, Roberta Fasanelli inspires me to crank. She's a cranker herself. As a matter of fact, she'll be along with lots of important savings for you later on in this hour. She is the queen of cheap, Shelley Palmer. Has some news about iPads and where they're being used in the commercial world. iPads, normally we would think Clay Cohart, who's in charge of our social media and a lot of the technology here, wouldn't you normally think of an iPad as being used by someone for his or her own private use, right?
Consumer use.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Richie. A consumer use
right.
Rather than a business or practical business use. But apparently that's changing. And Shelley Palmer will explain that all to us. Matter of fact, the Xbox Kinect has sold 25 million units in 25 days.
You know what?
Had a big Christmas item.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that thing works the way they advertise it.
No, Clay, Richie, you're kidding.
Tell us about the video that you saw.
Yeah, there's a video online. Basically, what the Xbox Kinect is it's like the Wii, which is a motion-controlled gaming system,
Wii.
Except it doesn't use a remote. So it has a camera that watches you. And
so the Wii knows that your hand or your legs are moving because
you're moving it.
Because it actually, you're holding a sensor in your hand, or you're stepping on a pad on the floor. That's how it knows your feet and your hands are moving. The Kinect just has a camera that sees your hands and feet moving, which sounds cool, right?
Yeah, like you can get some Minority Report type effects going on with it. But there was a video that went on the internet that was of a racing game. And to play the racing game, you were supposed to move your hands as if you were driving a car, as if your hands were on the steering wheel. But the guy in this video just sat there and didn't move for the entire level, the entire race of this game, and he still managed to get third place by sitting in the same spot and not moving a muscle.
Hey, this is the kind of video game system I can win.
I know. See, that's why they're doing it, is because it's making it more appealing to people that don't really play games, and the Wii has shown that the casual gaming market is a huge market.
Huge.
Huge.
Market. It is.
10 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, Clay, and yours truly here, expanding your mind with the vitamins. We have vitamins for your mind. That's what the
vitamins. That's how they say it. The Brits
vitamins.
Say it. Vitamins.
Right. How do the Pierre? How do the French say?
Also vitamins.
Vitamin.
We.
Vitamin.
Vitamins. And we don't take our vitamins. We eat healthy.
So we missed yesterday one of the WikiLeaks. President Sarkozy apparently through diplomatic channels doesn't. Say nice things about the German chancellor and some other. Apparently he's a pretty flip sort of guy. And I was looking at some of the other cables that have offered a certain amount of insight into the global relationships. And it's not much different than your coffee clutch. You know, the women who sit around maybe playing, this is going to sound extraordinarily generalistic, but the bridge club. That's what this reminds me of.
Does anybody have any
bridge?
Well, they're all gossiping about, did you know that Sadie did this to her husband? And did you know that Fred's fooling around with Fiona? I mean, that's what a lot of this stuff is.
And here's the biggest problem with this stuff. Doug, after you sat there yesterday and talked about how great this WikiLeaks stuff is.
I sat here, and yes, I did sit here, Regine.
And said, oh, this stuff
nothing
is great.
Wrong
yeah, what's wrong?
Knowing how the sausage is made. I want to know what's going on.
You know, yesterday was Gordon Liddy's birthday, and
he had
all of his friends on wishing him happy birthday. And one of them was Pat Buchanan, who you and I both listen to and like. And he brought up a great point that I think I had heard but didn't really think about as you were sitting here yesterday, in that really what happens here more than anything is it embarrasses the relationships between heads of state.
Yeah.
And
King Abdullah is embarrassed because he thinks it's okay to have a Jewish state.
Right. So the fact that this information gets leaked, which is whoever's responsible for these documents' fault, but the damage that's done in these leaks is that it creates tension and they are less likely to speak openly with each other, these heads of state, because now they're worried. Who's listening?
Everybody.
Where's this information going
to
end up in 2 years?
Welcome to 2010. There is no privacy anywhere. No. Why should these people be any different?
If they can't speak freely and openly in private, then how do they talk?
That's a problem.
It is a problem because now they don't get the relationships. You know, George Bush was buddy-buddy with, you know, his Russian buddies, and they could speak openly and freely. But now, if all of a sudden the Russian president, Putin, you know, back then thinks that, you know what, this may end up on a document in somebody's computer one day.
Uh-huh.
I better not have this nice chit-chat with George that I was going to have.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden it becomes distant.
All right, so here's what I am interested in. I'm interested in Syria supplying arms to Hezbollah and how that takes place, and we knew all about it and didn't do anything about it. I'm happy to know that, frankly. I think that that's on the other side of what you're talking about. Yeah, maybe it is embarrassing. How do you screen this stuff? It doesn't get screened, otherwise it wouldn't be the interest that it is. There are a lot of people who thought that the acknowledgement that the Ayatollah Khomeini has cancer. Oh, okay. So is that good or is it bad? Is it important to know?
Does it matter?
Does it matter? That kind of stuff. You know, under the circumstances, nobody really likes this guy. So there's a smirk on the face of, oh, he's getting his just dessert. The guy's got cancer. Yeah, okay. Let's see here. What other things? We've all heard the Saudi stuff over and over again. The fact that the Israelis and the Palestinians talk to each other pretty much all the time, and none of that stuff gets leaked, and some of it did get leaked. It just shows you that there's a business here, Rich. There's a business. War is a business. So the fact that these two don't get along in public, but yet in private, apparently, there isn't as much strain and stress as the parties talk among each other behind closed doors with nobody, or at least heretofore, nobody thought there was anybody listening. Now there is. So there's a certain amount of comeuppance here. There's a certain amount of accountability that's coming out of this. I thought it was interesting. I mean, these things go everywhere. The Pakistanis and their nuclear stance, the story from WikiLeaks, they defended their decision to deny the U.S. access to their research reactor after diplomatic cables revealed the U.S. wanted to remove enriched uranium. They said no. So why are we still giving these people money? If they won't do what we ask them to do, why do we give them foreign aid? If we want to stop the spread of nuclear devices, we want to go inspect, we ask the question, they say, no, you can't have access to it. Okay, fine. Your $6 billion just been canceled.
Yeah, and I think that if we were to do that and be tough for six months to 1 year, deficit gone.
Yeah.
Deficit gone.
Right. That's the other thing, the deficit today.
I mean,
people talking about that.
If you really want to take a hard look at the deficit, instead of going to us, the taxpayer, well, you know, we're going to have to cut expenses. This means children's education, grandma's Social Security, and unemployment benefits are going to have to be cut. And by the way, we might have to look at your fire stations and your local police and see if we can save some money there. Instead of doing that, why not cut Egypt's foreign aid back a couple of billion bucks and let's apply it to our deficit?
Yeah, if people would think about this and it would get discussed in open circles like programs like this. And then there's the good old domestic policy. You heard all of the hoopla last week about earmarks. You all know what earmarks are. They're pork, basically. So the Republicans said, nope, we're not having any more of this. We're signing off. Well, yesterday during the vote on Senate 510, which has been, as you know, around for about a year and a half, they did vote for it. There seems to be some stuff that protects the family farmer. Don't know yet exactly what it is. But they were asked to eliminate. This was the first vote on eliminating earmarks, the pork. And by a 3-2 margin, these phonies left every single penny in the bill.
Funny how they changed their mind.
Pet projects, roads, bridges, water treatment plants, grants to the police, Richie. The tax breaks for certain groups, individuals, and businesses. So the GOP went in there, and they apparently haven't of the what, they don't have the new senators in there yet, and they don't have the new members of the House.
Right.
But they all said that they wanted to cut the everybody on both sides. Most Democrats and a handful of Republicans joined in a 56-39 majority to reject the ban. Most of those were Democrats. The Republicans, only a few voted. What does that tell you about hypocrisy, Roberta?
Hmm.
You know, they have said they're making it more transparent so you can see what we're
right.
voting for.
Yeah, right.
Give me a break. All right, so that, and by the way, the poll today at DougStephan.com has to do with the president's idea to freeze federal workers' pay. Is that a good idea to cut the debt? So all of this stuff, if they really wanted to cut the deficit, they'd cut federal workers' pay. They would cut the earmarks out. But all this is borrowed money. Every penny for all of this stuff is all borrowed money. I'm looking at all of these different things that are a part of this. And every one of them that I see on this list, there's three pages of stuff. There isn't anything in there that we couldn't live without. You know, and it just is. Oh, here's a great. Oh, wait till you hear this.
You
ready?
Wait till you hear this.
Well, listen to this. The federal government says that local governments must change the way they do signage if they are to continue to get federal highway funds. The federal government says if you do not redo all of your signs...
But you mean road signs or billboards?
Road signs. Local governments now have to buy new
street signs,
because they say all capital letters harder to read than the first letter in the word being capital and the rest being small case.
Oh, good Lord.
Hmm. Can you imagine?
But didn't they already make them change
Listen
the capital
to this.
Letters?
They have sent around an 800-page book that explains the Uniform Traffic Control Rules to local governments. My God, people.
Do they have anything else to worry about?
What is going on?
Well, you know, it's...
The signs have to, listen to this. Street signs have to be, the letters have to be, instead of the current 4 inches, they have to go up to 6 inches if the speed limit is over 25 miles an hour. Hello?
Well, easier if you had to shoot in Alaska.
Hello?
Don't they just, why don't they take a Sharpie and just go make them 2 inches?
Yeah. It's a big deal.
This is all part of all this other stuff that we've been talking about. In Milwaukee, the city has a $14 million budget deficit. This is going to cost them $2 million to take one city by
Well, how
example.
Much federal aid will
dollars.
They get for this?
Well, that's the question. Is it worth the money that they're getting.
If you're getting $4 million and you have to spend $2 million, well...
Richie, Dinwiddie County, Virginia, where's that?
That must be down in Southern Virginia.
Small, not a lot of people live there. The cost will be $10 for every man, woman, and child to change these signs in that county if they want to get the federal money. Do you understand what's going on here, folks?
Getting new signs.
Why don't we spend this money on education? Why are we spending it on signs?
Why don't they wait until all the signs need to be replaced anyway to institute
right.
these changes?
Yeah.
The Federal Highway Administration said it's concerned about safety. This is all about safety. If you can't read it, you can't see it, you can't comprehend it.
You know what this is?
What I know, it's a power grab.
It's creating jobs.
Yeah,
Doug.
It does create jobs.
It creates jobs,
do.
Doug.
We're in
Let's
the prisons.
Let's go and spend a couple
isn't,
of billion
isn't
dollars
prisons?
So we can create jobs.
The
20 minutes
signs,
after the hour and good day.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG.
Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
1932.
Put off till tomorrow what you can do today. That's one thing.
You got something that you really like? Do it. Enjoy it. Be a hedonist. Matter of fact, this weekend, I'm going to Hedonism USA.
Yeah, you go.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
I don't like the TSA. I don't see how they keep me safe. They scan me with their x-ray and laugh at me when I'm at my gate. And if I refuse to show them my penis, then they'll insist on groping me.
We've listened to this song, so we know it's okay, Richie, right?
No, Clay has.
Uh-oh.
It's a good song. But you can say the F word on the radio, right?
Yeah. It says fired, Clay.
Richie, you get your hand on the button.
Don't get me.
This is Jonathan Mann with one of our audio videos of the day at gooddayshow.com. He doesn't like the TSA much, and neither do I, so I thought, okay, let's check this out. He's written a song, rhymes kind of nicely if you listen to it. I don't like the TSA. I've heard better protest songs. That's okay. But you can listen to the whole thing if you download.
John Fogerty, he ain't.
No.
But it's
well,
fun.
What's a better protest song?
What is a better protest song?
That's
you're talking about protesting anything, you mean?
Yeah.
You got to go back to the 60s.
Go back to the 60s, pal, and check out some of the music that came when we had Melanie on the other day. She Lay Down is one of the first protest songs. That was her first hit. You go through any number. I mean, this stuff. Roberta, probably more familiar with this stuff than anything else. She is a Woodstock wannabe. Still, she'd be happy if Woodstock were to take place tomorrow. She'd be there.
I'd be there in the mud, in the rain, right. Naked,
yes.
Dancing.
Perfect.
Yes. There we go.
Yeah, disco queen. This is Ohio. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
This is about Kent State.
Yes.
Yes, very good, Doug.
Hey, hello. I was a disc jockey then.
Listen to the words, Ken.
Play. Play. Famous pictures, photographs, news photographs in the history of the news medium is the picture of that woman who looked like Cass Elliot standing, or actually leaning over the body of one of the Kent
State
students.
With her arms outstretched, yeah.
With her arms outstretched and the wincing or the grimace on her face. And it turned out she wasn't even a student there. She was just there. And a lot of people tried to discredit. This was a period in time. Not that we haven't had these continue, because government and people who are in government don't like to give any power away to those who aren't. So the move, those who wanted to discredit the protest movements, and there were plenty of them during the day, would find things like that. See, it's not even real. This is one of the great protest songs, if not one of the best, certainly on the top of the list.
Youth is but a song to sing. Feels we will die.
28 after on his head.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, while Apple devices don't traditionally attract corporate clients, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is giving iPads to all of its global investment banking employees, and several other corporations are considering the iPad for business use. Is this bad news for BlackBerry's playbook? You bet it is. In other news, how cool is Xbox Kinect? How about 25 million units sold in 25 days? Kinect is the must-have gift for the holiday season, and for good reason. It's really fun. And finally, when is the internet like a toll road? When Comcast asks Netflix to pay a toll to deliver videos to Comcast customers. And Level 3, the network that delivers Netflix videos, is in a serious fight with Comcast about it. The fight has a name. It's called net neutrality. Content providers want a free and open internet. ISPs like Comcast want to charge for every bit over their networks. Who will ultimately win? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, that's 700 orders of Manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that.
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discover card, I get 5% cash back bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-o-rific Western Egg White and Cheese, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants. Sign up to combine with coupon offers or discount cards. Plus tax or applicable.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Come.
How may we make your day better? That's the job here. Thinking about things is a good thing. Happiness, in my opinion, lies in the joy of achievement. I'm trying to get a job done here with all of my colleagues. Roberta up next with her Queen of Cheap, the essence of how to save money. I think that's an important public service. Jennifer will have a few moments to help you understand what's going on at CBS with their early show team being changed. And that make people interested in what's going on. And I think people who are interested are likely to be happier. People who are interested know about their environment. People who are connected solve problems and achieve goals. Roberta gets a lot of satisfaction and happiness out of giving you all this information every day. Yeah.
Yes.
There are obstacles to conquer. She has to learn how to deal with the computer side of this, getting the information and posting it, that sort of thing. What'd you start to say, Rich?
She truly does enjoy it. She is so... cheap. Yesterday she sent me a coupon.
She's happy.
For restaurant.com.
Yeah, I got one too for $10.
Yeah, that's today's Queen of Cheap. This is a real good one.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into it.
And I checked it, and there's three restaurants that I go to on a regular basis, and this isn't for change. You're not going to go to Cheesecake Factory or Fridays and use this, but you're going to go to, you know,
a lot of local restaurants.
It's local restaurants.
$10restaurant.com gift certificate. Redeem it at a restaurant.com restaurant. Okay.
Well, what this is,
how do you find the list?
Well, hold on. Let's make it official here. Hold on.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta.
Wow.
Golly, look at the numbers. Right, Richie, my code number is 192-631-3620.
Don't give that out.
What's
Someone
yours?
Get you a $10 gift certificate there.
Now, what this is a program called Feed It Forward that Restaurant.com is doing through the end of the year, through December 31st, and it is a wonderful way to give gifts to all your friends. And I'm thinking it's even a wonderful way if you belong to a church group or some sort of religious organization and you have, let's say, an outreach program. Each person, get this, each person can give a free $10 gift certificate 40 times a day. So you can give.
So this is no big deal, you giving us these $10 off
coupons. You can give it to 40 people per day. Now, it has to be different people. You can't send a gift certificate every day to the same person for 40 days. You have to give different people. But think about it. Now, let's say you have 100 friends. You tell each of those 100 friends to send you a $10 gift certificate. You can do the same thing. You can send a $10 gift certificate to each of your 100 friends, but that's only 2.5 days. Now you can do church groups. You can do business colleagues. You could do anything. You belong to a forum. Give everybody these $10 gift certificates. You go to restaurant.com. It's called Feed It Forward. We have the link on DougStephan.com. And the way restaurant.com works is that you go onto there, you enter your zip code, and you'll find the list of participating restaurants. And the beauty of it is all these restaurants are local mom-and-pop shops. Yeah. You're not going to find Friendly's on there. You're not going to find Denny's on there. You're not going to find Cheesecake Factory. But you're going to find your little local Greek restaurant.
So how do you,
restaurant.
I have a coupon in front of me. How do I find out where
you
I
go
can,
to restaurant.com and enter whatever zip code you
so
want to enter.
I can't use this. I can't.
You have to enter your code first,
yeah.
And then it'll have, like, this little other code that you have to enter. And then once you get through to there, it says, okay, this
so
is a valid
coupon.
So where
do I enter the code? I'm looking at the certificate.
See where it says get your gift certificate?
Where it says get my gift certificate.
But you email these
the blue
people.
Box.
This is all done via email.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so copy that code just above. You click on that blue box, and then you paste the code into it.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll be another code on there just to kind of verify that you aren't a bot, that you're actually a live human being. You enter that.
My code is 6R4X2.
Whatever.
Okay. You put it in, and then it'll say enter zip code, and yes. It'll open up all the restaurants. And then what you do is it's like for me, it said, okay, all of Northern Virginia. And then I said, no, I want to get closer. So it said, okay, Fairfax County.
Well, you
said,
go,
no,
you can
I want
do
to get
1 mile from the zip code, five
right.
miles from the zip
right.
code,
so then
10
you
miles
zone
from the zip
in,
code.
And that's what I did. I got 1 mile from my zip code, and it gave
one,
me
nine, two,
three or four
three,
restaurants
one,
that I go to on a – every couple of weeks I hit mm-hmm. one of these restaurants.
Okay. Now, when you think about it, if you use this especially for if you could use it for a lunch menu, most lunch menus are below $10. So in essence, you're getting a free meal.
Uh-huh.
And you can use it as you go cross-country, Doug. You just go on the Internet, you know, wherever you are, put
the
in the local zip code.
The only person who's cheaper than you is my traveling companion, Bob K.
Well, then well, Bob's
go.
Going to love this. Now, you see, you can give a $10 certificate to Bob. He can give one to you. Jen, you can give Doug certificates. Rich, same thing. You just give them back and forth within friends. And it's just, it's an incredible, incredible program.
So can you use this more than once? Can I send it to you? You send it to me. I send it to you. You send it to me.
Well, you can only send to one person during the entire time.
Okay.
In other words, I've already sent
during
you one.
During this campaign.
During this campaign. I cannot send you another one, but Jen can send you one.
Okay.
You can send one to me. Jen can send one to me. You
there
can send one to Doug.
There are 44 restaurants in my zip code where I can use this.
There you go. And see, and they're all mom-and-pop shops. They're not the big chains. So it supports local business as well.
Yeah, this is the third or fourth time I've used this via Roberta. And
the All-Star Bar and Grill, I can go to a Marlboro, Richie.
Yep. There you go.
American food.
But think about it. You can give 40 of these a day, every day, through December 31st. Think right. about the good you can do. Let's say you volunteer at a soup kitchen. Give one of these to everybody who goes there.
Well,
I can go to the Bollywood Grill and Framingham with this.
And the
oh,
other
you
great
can go
thing
get some goodie.
Is that you're supporting
local
small
business.
Local business.
Cafe
exactly.
Bilo in Framingham, Latin American food. And go there. All right.
If you work in an office, give one to each person in your office.
Richie, this, I just that's your Christmas present.
And you can do it all via email. It's,
cool.
it's just a beautiful
it's
thing.
More than I got last year. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's true.
I like it. Thank you.
All right, good job, Roberta.
You are very
check
welcome.
Check it all out, DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com, the queen of cheap box there. Also, a couple of other a couple of other websites that you might want to check out, like Deal News, Retail Me Not,
I like
and
that
Deal
one. That's a great
Dump.
One.
Deal Dump. They aggregate shopping deals in this one place. Roberta likes these.
Retail Me Not's one of my favorite ones.
Is it?
Yeah.
Deal
good
Dump, I like,
there.
Because of you being the dumpster
the
diver.
Dumpster diver.
Right? All right. So there are a lot of, that's 40% off on some of these online deals here. I'm looking at some of the prices. Remember, yesterday I went through all of those things, whether to wait or to buy them now, like iPads, you buy them now. Kindles, you wait, buy them later on.
Mm-hmm.
Any hot toy like the Zuzu Pets, you better buy them now because you won't find them.
Do not upgrade your cell phone or buy a cell phone now, because when Verizon gets the iPhone, in early spring, every other cellular company is going to be dumping. I mean dumping, because no one's going to buy any other phone but the iPhone.
Yeah.
So prices are going to go down dramatically.
Does Apple discount products?
Never.
No.
Never.
Yeah. You can buy refurbished ones sometimes.
Well, if you do what I did, I went to Best Buy to buy my MacBook instead of the Apple Store, because at Best Buy, if I used a Best Buy credit card, I get 10% off.
Mm-hmm.
So I saved $120, but, you know, I had to use the Best Buy credit card, and then I just paid it off in 30 days.
Okay.
And sometimes MacMall is really good, MacMall.com. Sometimes you'll get free programs loaded on, or, you know, some sort of product for free along with the MacBook.
The day after Thanksgiving, Americans spent almost $1 billion online retail stores, not just regular, like these things you can only buy. These are stores that have online presence. Almost $1 billion last Friday. Never mind, Monday. Who knows what that is? The numbers aren't in for Monday yet. A lot of money. Let me get right down to it. Lots of dough. And retailers are hoping that holiday shoppers are ready to trade up. Apparently, they are buying more quality items. That's not good for Walmart, but it's good for some of the other stores that sell. People are buying fancier laptops so far this year, bigger TVs, and more deluxe gym sets. Interesting that people are spending. Apparently, if it's not a good deal, people walk away from it. So Americans are really understanding and feeling more educated, and it's obvious that they're feeling more secure financially. Otherwise, you wouldn't see so much of the non-essential stuff being bought already. At least that's the way I look at it. Even though 15 million people are still unemployed, there's a lot of concern about job security. People are paying for things with cash and debit cards. Very interesting to see these stories, people and their finances that haven't changed very much, but they've saved some money. A lot of Christmas clubs. Man, I thought those things went out, but apparently they haven't. Didn't go out
really?
At all.
People still have Christmas clubs?
Still have Christmas
clubs.
That's
cool.
Yep, and that's where a lot of this money is coming from, that sort of stuff. Discretionary items like clothing and home furnishings are not doing so well. That's really an interesting reality, isn't it?
No, it's true. I had to buy a suite of apartment furniture, and I went into Bob's Discount Furniture, whose prices, by the way.
Bob's Discount Furniture. Yeah.
Let me tell you, the prices in there are amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. But you could have rolled a bowling ball down the floor and not hit anybody.
Yeah. Americans are being purposeful, perhaps. Speaking of being purposeful, Jennifer will be here with the latest on the what happens to Harry Smith and the rest of the guys on the CBS Morning team as we look at television literally and figuratively on Good Day. Up next.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings. Plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn now with the upfront early show changes. Big changes.
Big changes. Big
They've
changes.
Opted for pretty. These are They've not news people. These are pretty people.
Well, this is the lowest-rated morning news program, so they have to do
something.
And it's
going to get any better with the two pretty boy girls they're putting in there.
Well, we'll see. They're going to shake things up and see. They've been in third place since 2002. Holy mackerel. Let's see. They've replaced Harry Smith. Maggie,
you know why this is the only real news show that there is? The rest of them
And nobody wants it. Everybody wants fluff.
Everyone wants flash and splash. No news. Just give me the...
They're dumping Harry Smith and Maggie Rodriguez.
No, that's not fair, and it is not accurate.
Well, they're going to keep them involved with the news
program. I
saw
one headline today. Where is it? There's a headline that I saw that really annoyed me that said, like, they've been canned.
Well, they're going to be with them.
I'm expecting that the two who are secondary, Harry Smith has now been canned. He's been reassigned. His media job is as the backup host to Katie Couric
is right there.
Interestingly, the ratings are higher when he does the show than when Katie does it, so you can kind of figure out where that's all going to go.
Well, they're all holding them on. I mean, they're not leaving CBS News. They'll still be there, but they haven't figured out
how. Pretty.
The changes, though, are not taking effect until January 3rd, so how weird is that for the people that know they're on their way out?
Pretty comfortable.
You know, I actually got an offer to be one of the hosts.
That's because you're pretty, Clay.
I told them I wasn't interested in doing anything where they were only interested in my good looks.
Really?
You're pretty dumb.
Hey, speaking of good looks, our friend Cara DioGuardi from American Idol, remember her?
Yeah, we like her.
She's writing a book. She's writing her memoirs in which she's going to really dish on her relationship with Simon Cowell and Paula Abdul.
Come on, who cares?
I do. That's going to be good. It's called The Hell of a High Note.
She's got 2 years worth of celebrity.
Yeah, but she's going to tell us what was really in Paula Abdul's Coca-Cola mug.
Wow.
That's what I have to know.
And she's not going to say anything.
Ben Affleck was on with Ellen today.
Uh-huh.
And he says that his wife Jennifer does all the shopping. He says, I'm not proud of it, but I'm a bit of a 50s guy.
Yeah, he also says he buys her gifts at CVS, so it's probably good that she does the shopping.
I think the two of them are probably as grounded as any couple
she's
you would
find.
She's
from West Virginia.
Yeah,
he's
I really
from Boston.
Like
yeah. Very grounded. Yeah.
Hey,
he
Dan
said, quote,
Aykroyd,
my wife is so capable because I'm less, so she does a lot of the work, and I kind of root her on. I'm encouraging her, in fact. Yeah, I think that those are pretty good. Yeah, buy your stuff at CVS.
The Blues Brothers are getting back together.
Hey!
Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi are back together. Dan Aykroyd's going to do a guest star appearance on The Defenders.
Really?
For two episodes.
That's a pretty good show, by the way, if you haven't
seen it. That'll be kind
he's
of
pretty
fun.
Versatile. There was a comedy show he was in before, right? Something About Jim, wasn't that the last show he did? Something About
Life According to Jim.
Right. Yeah. Right, this is now he's that's a pretty good show. Here's the headline, Jennifer. Yeah. Early show cleans house.
That's they did, kind of.
Yeah. All right.
Left a few dust bunnies.
All right. All right, so the Blues Brothers are going to... It's not television, though. That's going to be a movie, right?
No, they're getting back together on The Defenders.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said.
Yeah,
I did. Why didn't I hear that the first time? 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here she comes.
She is?
Holding the trophy, she'll make one decision.
Very beautiful lineup, and thank you very much. My choice tonight will be the Irish Setter.
There it is. The National Dog Show. And Clooney, the Irish Setter, won. Warren Eckstein, who is our pet expert for millions of folks who listen to him on the radio, the pet show every weekend around the country, and his online store is at thepetshow.com. You'll want to check that out for some of the new products that he has just in time to give your pet an appropriate Christmas present. A lot of people buy presents for their pets for Christmas, right, Warren? Stockings for their pets?
Yeah, absolutely. Every year I ask what people buy for their pets, and every year it absolutely amazes me that their pets generally
people
get
wondered how that song, Jingle Bells, the barking dogs do, bow, wow, wow, bow, wow, wow, bow, wow, 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 wow. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, singing.
That was a direct result of a lot of dogs getting Christmas presents and thanking their owners for
it. Well, listen, what makes you feel better year-round than your pets? No matter what mood you're in, whether you have bad breath, whatever, your dogs, your cats don't care, so they deserve the gifts.
Let me ask you this, Warren.
Yeah.
Is your dog smart enough to be able to open and unwrap his own presents?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we wrap Patch's presents, and he just loves just tearing the paper off of it.
Now, you're not using that liver-flavored wrap, right?
Yeah, spread a little peanut butter on the inside.
There you go.
So yesterday, my vet was here to check Charlotte out because she has a couple of things that look like fungus on her skin, little things that I'm treating. And she was talking about some... either a study or a television show, which goes through, I think it's on PBS, the various breeds of dogs, and the overview is basically not flattering for dogs that are purebred. If you want a healthy, happy, hale, hearty dog, get a crossbreed, a mutt or whatever. But the more you focus on, like Charlotte is a purebred bulldog, English bulldog, and she doesn't have the same issues that most bulldogs have. because I've taken care of her differently. But in general, Warren, do you agree with the premise that she put forth and she says is the premise of this PBS show? I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No, but it's more than a premise, Doug. There's actually a term for it. It's called hybrid vigor. And hybrid vigor simply means that when two dogs of different breeds get together or two dogs of multi-breeds get together, very often they throw off the negative genes and keep more of the positive genes. That's why medically there is so much less problems with mixed breed or, as I call them, generic dogs than the purebred dogs. And you remember, purebred dogs, what they try to do is they play with the genes. If this dog's too big, they'll breed it to a smaller dog. If this dog's too small, they'll breed it to a bigger dog. If this dog's ear is this way, they'll breed it that way. So you can have a lot less problems with the when you don't mess around with Mother Nature.
Well, and they hence, therefore, the reason to go to a shelter and adopt a dog instead of buying a dog is when you get a good old mutt, it's a good old dog.
And even if you want a purebred dog, guys, a lot of people don't realize that 25% of every shelter in this country, 25% of all dogs are pedigree or purebred dogs. So if you're looking for a purebred dog, there's still no reason to go
out. My red border collie, who knew that there was such a thing as a red border collie, but I've got a red border collie. And they say he's pure. I got him. He was a runaway, and I got him at the pound.
But hey, I just found a home for a bulldog, Doug. I just found a home for an English bulldog in an L.A. shelter, a pedigree dog, about 12, 13, a little over a year old, in the shelter. The people just decided they don't want him anymore. They dropped him at the shelter. This is a purebred dog. Luckily, there's people that, you know, when you're talking about a purebred dog like an English bulldog,
and
people want them.
And if you can't go there, there are rescues for every single kind of breed that there are. There is a bulldog rescue. There is a border collie rescue. There is a Sheltie rescue. Rescues for everybody.
Go. Absolutely. All you got to do to find one of these rescues is go to AmericanKennelClub.org, go to whatever breed club you're looking for, let's say German Shepherd Club of America, and they will give you a list of rescue organizations in your area.
What great information. Your responsibility, however, here is not to get one at this time of year. You are, and we say this every year starting at the beginning, and I consider December 1st to be the beginning of the Christmas season, the holiday season, the buying season, the what do I get for a gift season. And if you are considering, if your child says, oh, mommy, 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 would you please give me a dog for Christmas? Say no and explain why it is not a good thing.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Doug, and I agree with you 100%. For years, I've been on the bandwagon about that. However, if it's a shelter scenario and it's a matter of life and death, I don't care if it's Christmas
Eve. Okay, you're going to save the dog's life,
But you're absolutely right. Here's what I do. When I have a friend of mine that wants a cat, for example, and I know they want a cat, I don't get it for the holidays because it's too busy. So what I'll do is I'll put a litter box under the tree. I usually lose them as a friend, but I'll put a litter box under the tree or a book under the tree or a biscuit under a tree or a bird cage under the tree and wait till after the holidays when things calm down so they can really focus on the proper care of their new best friend.
Yep. And it is, then you'll get this from the dog.
I'd rather hear you sing, dog. Come on.
I can't even bark in the right tempo. What? Warren Eckstein, our best pet protector here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.